This is the EveryCatholicMan.com Gospel Devotional, where a man can draw closer to Jesus Christ, learn the Catholic faith, and grow in happiness by becoming a better Catholic son and Catholic father. This continues the EveryCatholicMan.com 11-part special series on the Passion of the Christ. Today we hear how Jesus is crowned with thorns and mocked by the Roman soldiers. We'll reflect upon the need for every Catholic man to seek the virtue of justice so we can always refuse to cooperate with evil. We'll also reflect upon the need for every Catholic man to build the virtue of courage by meditating upon when Jesus is crowned with thorns. If you'd like to read along or study later, episode notes are available, which include all the references to the Bible and the Catechism of the Catholic Church. You can find a full transcript nearby or at everycatholicman.com. Here is today's Gospel reading. Today's Gospel reading from the RSB Second Catholic Edition, available from Ignatius Press, is from several Gospel passages which each offer a bit of detail on the crowning of Jesus with thorns. We'll read from the Gospel of John, chapter 19, verses 2 and 3, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 27, verses 27 through 30, and the Gospel of Mark, chapter 15, verses 16 through 19. First, we'll read from the Gospel of John. And the soldiers plaited a crown of thorns and put it on his head and clothed him with a purple robe. They came up to him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews," and struck him with their hands. Now we'll read Matthew's account. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus in the praetorium, and they gathered the whole battalion before him. They stripped him and put a scarlet robe upon him, and plaited a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and put a reed in his right hand. And kneeling before him, they mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews." And they spat upon him and took the reed and struck him on the head. And finally, we'll read Mark's Gospel account. And the soldiers led him away inside the palace, that is, the praetorium. And they called together the whole battalion. And they clothed him in a purple cloak, and plaiting a crown of thorns, they put it on him. And they began to salute him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they struck him on the head with a reed, and spat upon him, and they knelt down in homage before him. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, as always, Jesus is accomplishing something significant in today's Gospel readings. After both Pilate and Herod find Jesus innocent of rebellion, Pilate attempts to free Jesus by offering to release either the notorious rebel murderer Barabbas or Jesus. After the chief priests incite the mob to choose Barabbas, Pilate worries about a riot and attempts to satisfy the crowd by having Jesus brutally scourged, leaving Jesus weakened by severe wounds over most of his body. Returning Jesus to Pilate from where he was scourged, the Roman soldiers take Jesus into a non-public area of Pilate's headquarters, the Praetorium. After gathering the whole battalion, that's 600 soldiers, the soldiers rip Jesus' clothing off, opening up the wounds from the scourging, and wrap Jesus in a kingly royal purple robe. We see that in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 15, verse 17. The soldiers then cut and weave a crown of thorns, which tradition holds was made from the jujube tree. The Latin scientific name for this, Sisyphus spina Christi. And they place the crown of thorns on Christ's head. The soldiers mock him and put a rod in his hand like a kingly scepter. And they kneel down before him and mock him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews." They strike him with a stout rod on the head, driving the spike thorns of the crown into his skull, and then spit upon him, worsening the life-threatening injuries he's already sustained from his previous beatings. We see that in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 22, verse 63, and John, chapter 18, verse 22. And the near-lethal, brutal scourging, Jesus now endures more physical abuse, which leaves him gravely weakened. The crown of thorns, driven down on his head with rod strikes, have sharp, nail-like spikes. These spikes are 2 to 4 inches in length, and the spikes puncture his scalp and cause significant pain. The Shroud of Turin, perhaps Christ's burial cloth, reveals the man in the shroud had over 30 puncture wounds around his head with extensive trauma and bleeding. The shroud also reveals the man in the shroud suffered significant wounds to his face, which include swelling and bruising around his eyes and the nose, consistent with being severely punched and beaten repeatedly. Well, let's see how a man can grow in awe of Jesus Christ as we reflect upon this awful torment to our Lord. Marvel at how Christ transforms his crown of thorns into total victory. The perfection of self-control, Jesus achieves his mission when he refrains from thwarting the attacks of the 600 Roman soldiers with his divine power. He could easily have done this. Divine truth, Jesus allows the soldiers to unwittingly profess the truth of his kingship when they mock him. Divine judge, Jesus silently observes the evil of the soldiers who will again kneel before him in their own personal judgment. Well, let's see how a man can grow in happiness by reflecting upon this grave evil and Jesus' triumph. Refuse to cooperate with evil. Realize, the mob of 600 Roman soldiers sin collectively by torturing and mocking Jesus, and every soldier also individually cooperates by mocking Jesus or failing to oppose the grave injustice of torture. This is, of course, a sin of omission. See the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraph 1853. Every Catholic man must be vigilant to never cooperate with sin by what he does and what he fails to do. Believe. Reflect upon cooperating with sin. See the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraphs 1851 and 1868, through 1869, and also reflect upon the traditional Catholic assessment of the 9 ways of being accessory to sin. A man can cooperate with sin in a number of ways, including by counsel, by command, by consent, by provocation, by praise or flattery, by concealment, by partaking, by silence, and by the defense of some ill that has been done. Pray. Jesus, tortured and mocked Christ, help me build a virtue of justice so I always treat others with mercy and justice, and I never cooperate with evil in any way by what I do or by what I fail to do. Amen. Well, here's a second way a man can grow in happiness by reflecting upon today's gospel. Meditate upon Christ's crown of thorns to grow in moral courage. Realize, the mystery of Christ's crown of thorns has traditionally been meditated upon as part of the rosary to seek the fruit of moral courage for those who face severe trials in their lives. Believe. Reflect upon the virtue of courage. See the Catechism, paragraph 1808. Pray. Jesus, courageous King, help me build the virtue of courage, a part of fortitude, so I can joyfully and steadfastly face unjust attacks and persecution against me with dignity and meet the severe trials in my life as heroic sacrifice in union with your holy cross. Amen. Here's today's wrap-up. Never forget that Jesus wants you to find true and lasting happiness, and here are today's 2 key action steps to grow in that happiness Jesus wants you to have. First, build the virtue of justice so you can always refuse to cooperate with evil. Second, build the virtue of courage by meditating upon the crown of thorns of Jesus Christ so you can persevere during periods of injustice or other severe trials in your life. Thanks for listening to the EveryCatholicMan.com Gospel Devotional. Invite others to listen by sending them a link to this podcast. It's an easy way to draw others to Jesus and His Holy Catholic Church. If you'd like to go further in your study of the Passion of the Christ, go to EveryCatholicMan.com, and there you can dig into the 11-part series on the Passion of the Christ. While you're there, check out the extensive library of tools and resources to help you grow in holiness and happiness by becoming a better Catholic son and Catholic father. Until next time, never forget that Jesus has called you to the blessing and honor of being a Catholic man, and stay close to Jesus Christ.